for years and years, Uncle Harold was, I think he was the decorating manager, the manager of the decorating shop at Tuscan. And he used to go around and pay the wages on Friday nights. And for years and years, he'd go around and collect wages, and then he'd go around again and collect money off, get them to open the wage packets and collect money off them for savings. And he saved money for them during the year. And then they'd have money back for Wakes Week for the holidays, or they'd have money back for Christmas, or they'd have the savings back sometimes for the illuminations. And he used to organise a train to take everybody to the illuminations for the weekend, or a bus trip. And I went a few times when I was little, left my teddy bear on the bus coming back from Blackpool.
I bet you were heartbroken. Oh,
I was. I had a new one, but it was never the same.
That's me. But you found you a bit of work there.
Oh, yes, when I went to college.
So you worked at Tuscan Works?
Yes, I worked there in holidays from college.
What
and
did
I think
you do?
In the end, I got the princely sum of £5 a week, but it was quite a bit less than that when I started. Worked in the warehouse, packing cups and saucers and plates, and it was interesting.
What was it like working? What was the atmosphere like in the factory? Working.
It was Victorian, and it hadn't changed much since Victorian times. It's very old, but everybody was friendly and very nice. It was. Apart from Christmas, when all the clay end had been out to the pub celebrating and they came back drunk and there were women fighting in the yard. That was horrible. It frightened me to death. These women in the white overalls fighting, scratching and pulling hair in the yard. Every Thursday, they had a stove pot and they would cook bacon, broad beans, potatoes and parsley sauce, and you gave them a bit of money and you shared their dinner with them. That was nice, once a week. And then I think it would be Fridays, wouldn't it, when we went to the chip shop. Somebody would have a minute or two off work to nip round and give the order. And then at dinner time, you'd go out and queue up and fetch fish and chips for everybody.
Brilliant.